course, as we just crossed into the new year, the new 2018, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions on their minds, ways and commitments and decisions that people are making to make 2018 a better year than the last. Just yesterday, I met with my spiritual director, and I had talked to him before about previously, pretty much the past year, from November 16 to November 17, I've decided to do read the Bible in 1 year programs. And I talked to him one of the last times I met with him, and I said, well, after this year is over, I'm gonna start to do this or to do that. And he reminded me of that, and I hadn't done anything yet. And so now my commitment and my decision is to read the catechism in a year. But I haven't started yet, but that hopefully will be still tonight yet. But we make these decisions, we make these commitments because we want to be happier and healthier, and ultimately we should be making them because we want to bring greater meaning and purpose to our lives. And that's what the Magi, the wise men, what they were seeking. They were seeking a greater meaning and purpose in their own lives. They were most likely astrologers, and we hear, of course, that they came from the East, and they were looking for meaning in the stars. And even though they weren't Jews, they were Gentiles, they knew the Jewish prophecy, so it was under great cost and great investment of time and energy that they went to find the newborn king. So it was enormous cost and enormous risk for them to make that long journey. And as we look further into 2018 ourselves, we're called to make decisions and commitments or resolutions or invest ourselves and our times, not just in things that will make 2018 better, whether that's to lose weight or eat healthier, which of course are good things in themselves, but to make decisions and resolutions and to invest ourselves in ways in light of eternity, not just in light of 2018. Decisions that will really matter for the long haul, and again, yes, for all of eternity. And we do so by reorienting our lives, turning ourselves back around, and putting Jesus back in the center of our lives, allowing him to be present to us, and allowing him to change and transform us through that effort that we take to be present to him, and realizing his presence with us. And the Magi, of course, they give us a great example, because we see that they undertook that long journey day by day, step by step, although, of course, on the camels, little by little, all the way to meet Jesus. And they gave him their best, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But more importantly, they gave him their best because they brought themselves. They gave him their very selves. And that's what Jesus wants from us as well. And that's what Jesus deserves from us as well, our very best. Not just an hour on Sundays or Saturday nights, not just our minimum, not just, if I have time, not just our leftovers. Jesus wants and deserves our very best. Because when we do make ourselves available to him, he wants us to grow and change and be transformed to be his light in the world. Because he wants us to walk alongside with him so he can heal us, strengthen us, guide us, and bring us the peace that only he can bring. And it's in renewing our relationship and growing in this relationship that we will find the peace and the strength that Jesus desires for us. We will find this greater meaning and purpose in our lives. We'll find the very reason of why God has made us. We have been made, of course, in his image and likeness, but as his beloved sons and daughters, meant to walk alongside Jesus each day, all the way into the light of eternity. And as we move forward in 2018, there's ways, yes, that we should invest our time and make ourselves more available to the Lord. Maybe it's just taking small steps, maybe by waking up 5 minutes earlier each day to offer ourselves to the Lord in prayer, by taking a few moments each day to give thanks to God for the many blessings that we have, by spending time reading the scriptures or spiritual reading or devotionals, or spending more time doing so to allow ourselves to realize God's love in our lives more fully, to realize his presence. Perhaps it's by arriving to Mass earlier just so we can really recollect ourselves and can really offer ourselves and offer our own sacrifice along with the sacrifice of the Mass. Maybe it's realizing that in our sufferings and our disappointments that we are called to offer and unite those to Jesus' own sufferings and offer those up as a prayer for those in need. Realizing, of course, when we do so as well, that Jesus also lifts and lightens our burdens as well. And for each of us, there's probably unique ways in which the Holy Spirit really tugs at our hearts, where he's calling us to give more and to give him our very best. And when we do open our hearts and our lives more fully to him, when we do give him our very best, then his light and his love is revealed to the world as he wishes it to be.